and tables, through the crowds of people partying around the pool until she reached the hedges designed to conceal the gardening shed and equipment. Laughter and the clinking of glasses followed her through the dense brush. She scurried like a little animal, not caring that the branches were scratching her skin and catching on her dress. Panting, she crouched in the very spot where, just 6 months before, her vampire nanny had died, her unborn baby with her. Nicole shivered at the memory. She'd been so excited about Therese's baby. Therese had been the best nanny ever, always teaching Nicole new things, reading to her, asking her opinion on things as if Nicole were a grown-up. Therese would have been a great mommy to the baby. Secretly, Nicole had sometimes wished Therese were her mommy, too. Tears stung Nicole's eyes as she reached up and wrapped her necklace around her fingers, bringing the ring Therese had given her to her lips. "It's a secret ring," Therese had said, as she passed it into her small hand. "You can hide things inside it. I want you to have it, and remember what I said. Be a good girl and a good adult. You'll have a lot of power someday. Use it well. I love you, Nikki." Therese had been killed half an hour later by her own mate, Riker. The very name struck fear into Nicole's heart. Therese had loved him, trusted him, and he'd driven a blade into her throat. Nicole would never forget Therese's broken voice as she pleaded with him. She'd definitely never forget his face, his glittering silver eyes, his sandy hair that Therese said was silky soft, his fangs that had been longer than Nicole's finger. All of it haunted her nightmares.
"Nicole Michelle!"
Nicole jumped at her father's angry voice. He stood a few feet away in the dappled shade from the huge oak tree, his lips pressed together in a forbidding line.
"How many times have I told you to stay away from the shed? It's not healthy for you to hang out here like a damned dog mourning the loss of his master. Therese was just a vampire. We got you a hamster and a new nanny. It's time to get over it."
"But I don't like my new nanny. Chelsea's grumpy, and she doesn't read to me before bed."
"We didn't purchase her to be your best friend," he snapped. "And look what you've done to your dress. Your mother's going to have Chelsea spank you."
Therese would never have spanked Nicole. Hand shaking, Nicole automatically reached for the comfort of the ring Therese had given her, but in an instant, her father fisted the chain and yanked, snapping the necklace and sending the ring tumbling into the grass.
"Enough with the ring! You were supposed to throw it away. It's beneath you to wear a slave's jewelry, and frankly, it's disturbing."
He flung the destroyed chain into the bushes.
"Go to your room and..."
A shrill scream interrupted him. Maybe it was weird, but her first thought was that Daddy hated to be interrupted. Whoever did that would be in big trouble. Her father spun around as another scream joined the first, and then another, and another, until suddenly all Nicole could hear were cries for help and shrieks of terror.
"Stay here, Nicole."
Her father turned to her for just a second, but in that moment, she saw something in his face she'd never seen in him before. Fear.
"Hide. No matter what happens, don't come out."
She nodded, but he was already gone, running for the main house. Frightened and confused, she wedged herself between the storage shed and a bush and listened to the screams and pleas, the groans, and the wet, horrible crunching sounds punctuated by maniacal laughter. On the ground, the ring Therese had given her lay in a tangle of trampled grass, and Nicole found that if she focused on the shiny, oval ruby, she could pretend the noises all around her weren't real. Suddenly, a huge foot came down on the ring. Too petrified to move, Nicole could only gasp when massive hands ripped her from her hiding place and hurled her against the supply shed wall. She crumpled to the ground, pain tearing through her back, her hips, and her right leg. She tried to scramble to her feet, but her body wasn't working right. Trembling, choking on a sob, she looked down at her thigh and the bloody end of bone protruding through mangled flesh. Her princess dress was grass and bloodstained now. Even through her unimaginable agony and terror, her mind could form only one thought.